Researchers at Northwestern University in Illinois surveyed 15 anglers from Wisconsin's Menominee tribe and 17 non-Indian fishermen from the Shawnee area. They were asked about the ethics of 17 fishing practices, including keeping undersized catches and fishing on spawning beds. The Indian and non-Indian sportsmen were also asked how the other group would probably answer. Doug Cox, a Menominee tribal member and forest ecologist, says during the survey, he readily recalled every accusation non-Indians have routinely made against his people.
We strictly spear just big fish, and we overtake. Those are some of the biggest misconceptions.
But Northwestern University psychologist Doug Madine says his study shows both the Menominee and neighboring anglers pretty much agree on what are good and bad fishing practices. Madine adds,
Menominee fishermen are much more likely to be thinking ecologically rather than organizing their knowledge of fish in terms of their goals.
Doug Cox agrees. He says many tribal leaders encourage conserving natural resources.
Tribal members do catch fish for subsistence, yet they do catch fish and let them go as well. And in that, we as a Menominee nation, we're about sustainability. We need to leave for our future generations what we had the benefit of being left.
Indians and non-Indians did differ in how they regarded bass. Tribal fishermen kept and ate the fish, but white anglers considered them game fish and threw them back. The study will appear in Volume 35 of the journal Human Ecology. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.